The epistle appointed for this, the second Sunday in Advent, is taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, whatever things have been written for our instruction, that through the patience and the consolation afforded by the Scriptures, we may have hope. May then the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind towards one another in Jesus Christ, that one in spirit, that you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, even as Christ has received you, to the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus has been a minister of the circumcision in order to show God's fidelity in confirming the promises made to our fathers, but that the Gentiles glorify God because of his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I praise thee among the Gentiles and will sing to thy name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing his praises, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be the root of Jesse, and he who shall arise to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Matthew. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, when John had heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to say to him, art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answering said to them, go and report to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead rise. The poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not scandalized in me. Then as these went away, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, what did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready the way before thee. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I'm a little surprised today because of the incident that took place last night of this woman who passed away, who I recently blessed her little apartment and some of her religious items, died in a car crash last night around 9 o'clock at night. And it gets you thinking how short our time is, how quickly, in one blink of an eye, we can be in eternity. It means we have to take our Lord's words seriously when he says, watch and pray. If you do not know the hour or the day that I will come. She did, by the grace of God, receive the last rites, prayers for the dying. But we too always have to be prepared. We just don't know. We must strive every day to stay in a state of grace, stay faithful to the duties that the good Lord has given us, faithful to our prayers, charitable and patient with our neighbors. St. Paul's epistle this morning is reminding his hearers that the scriptures were written for our instruction, not just a bunch of stories told in the history of time, but set in there for our example. The peoples of the Old Testament were accustomed or felt like God was a stern and not bending and kind of almost like not loving God. But our Lord shows quite clearly that he is very merciful and patient and desirous for our salvation. We must take everything that our Lord said and did and apply it to our daily lives, staying focused on our one true heavenly goal, not being sideswiped by the worldly cares and concerns. Too many people are doing that. We must worry about the things that pertain to God and his honor and his glory. For what else were created for? To know, love, and serve him and be happy with him forever. And to pull our attention away from that to something else that is fruitless, or could be, we can have it today and it could be gone tomorrow. What good is that? What treasures we store up in heaven, they stay there. Nobody's going to take them away. Our good works, our merits, our prayers, and our patience every day. In today's gospel, St. John sends two of his disciples to our Lord, asking if he is the expectation, the promised one of the Messiah. It wasn't really John who was trying to be converted, though it makes it sound like that. It wasn't John, because John already pointed him out when he baptized him in the Jordan, saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So he already knew who he was. But our Lord claimed to be the Messiah, and these two were sent to him to more or less check out his credentials. And our Lord proved exactly by those credentials. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead rise from the dead. And then as they went away marveling over this, he asked them, "Who did you go out to see?" And he says, "A prophet? More than a prophet. This was the last prophet to proclaim the coming of the Messiah, the promised one, the one who the Jews waited for thousands and thousands of years to free them from their sin, to free them from Satan's treachery and dominance." And I was telling Father just yesterday, it's kind of strange that here we make all this preparation for the coming of the divine child to celebrate his birthday, and in the very same moment I'm putting him up on the cross, bleeding, suffering, redeeming us. Almost sounds like a contradiction, but there it is. This is what our Lord was impatient with, wanting to achieve so much. He could not wait until he accomplished this one act, our redemption. All the love that he could possibly muster up for us, from the time he was born until the time he was crucified for us. In our turn now, we have to prepare our hearts and minds with love for him and honoring him, making him first in our lives, making him first in everything we do. That's all our Lord wants, is our love. And that's what we'll be questioned on too. Did you do my will? Out of love for me? Or did you do your own will? Out of love for you? Which one? That's why he warns us and cautions us and keeps reminding us to watch and pray. Watch over ourselves, our conduct, our mannerisms, our attitudes, and to pray as if everything depends on God, and work as if everything depends on you. As the Benedictine motto, ora et labora, work and pray. This is how we sanctify ourselves. This is how we become holy. Just our daily duties, perfecting them, and praying to the good Lord to give us the graces to be able to do better and better each day. Seeking after perfection. Seeking peace in the home and pursuing it. Not letting our anger against our brother settle with the setting of the sun, but forgiving and making up before that happens. It's the interior life, the interior motive, it's what's inside of us that comes out that other people see. That's what we have to strive for. That's what St. Paul was trying to impress upon his hearers. Basically, to put on Jesus Christ, to put away the old man, our old ways, the old things that we used to do and like and did. We now have to amend our lives and prove to the good Lord that we don't want to be like this anymore. We've got to change. We have no choice. We have to change. And every time we step foot into the church and make the sign of the cross, we're telling our Lord, directly or indirectly, I'm going to change for the better. I have to. I want to. I have to desire it. So when I see myself slipping back in my predominant faults of anger, bad language, or impatience, or hatred, or holding grudges, or whatever it might be, I catch myself and say, no, I'm not giving into that today. So we fight against it, keeping ourselves busy and occupied, not giving any room for the devil to make his move. He can't attack us if we're always busy doing something, always doing our work, saying our prayers, doing our spiritual reading. He can't find room to get us. But if we're lazy and idle and let time slip away, he makes his move. And lots of times he does great damage. So, again, watch and pray. Prepare your hearts and your minds for the great coming of our Lord. Tell him that you love him. Pester him with your prayers for graces that you stand most in need of to overcome your faults and failings. As we say in our office, Deus in adjutorem meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. O God, come to my, O God, hear my prayer. O Lord, make haste to help me. We plead with him every day, make haste, hurry up, help us, help me. That's what our prayer has to be for him too. Help us. Make haste. But give us the grace always to be worthy of you, to stand up for your cause, your honor, your glory, and not give in to the worldly ways of today. Stay strong. And again, please pray for Ms. Patricia Williamson, who passed away. Keep her in your prayers. God bless you. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.